Blog Talk Radio.
Born in L.A., 1954. Child of the concrete, where he grew so strong. He was there to the age of 11. His family had moved on into Pomona, man. The land, it had grown. He met some people like to hang around.
Show Donnie D Soul Sundays on the Donnie D Soul Weekend. Tonight's show is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ Part 1. Both books by me, Franklin Donnie D. Lewis. Available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and XLibris.com. Hey, what's going on with you tonight? Baldy Locks versus Granny coming up later in the show. I don't know. But, you know, let's go this way. Sounds of Cameo. Shake your pants, baby. Let's get into another Dr. Funkenstein with the true funk of tears while you're right here.
Whoa! They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
We love you, Funkenstein. Your funk is the best.
Talk!
Take my body and give it to mine. You walk with the rest.
Kiss me on my ego.
Hit me with the one and ten. If you like, hit me again. We love you, Funkenstein.
Dr. Funkenstein. King of the funk, yeah.
Swift lipping, ego tripping, and body smack. From the mother ship, pulling up the last leg of the feet bump.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Dr. Funkenstein, yeah. Don't funk with your mind. Let me hear it for me.
Take my body, give it to mine. You come with the rest. Hit me with the one and win. If you like, hit me again.
All
we
right.
Love to fuck a sign.
A microbiologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton, baby.
Y'all got your sunglasses on out there.
Yeah. today. Your brown eyes converted me and let me know that you're the right girl for me.
Sounds of those fantastic dramatics. Be my girl. Let's get into Evelyn Champagne King. I betcha. Let's get into a Donnie D double play.
I'm
Sounds of Miss Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby, Get Done. That's a great hit, a classic for this time of year. To tis the season to be jolly, but you're the reason why. You.
Thank you.
Donnie. Hey, Granny, what's up? Is Baldy Lies coming on tonight? The man with the bald head. I got some things I got to tell him. Yeah, Granny, it's coming up shortly. Oh, cause I'm gonna be right here waiting for that man. He done said some bad things about me. All right, Granny, we'll be getting to that soon. I like to say hello to my people out there in the 760 area code. Let me see who this is for a quick minute. 760-605, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, hi, how you doing? This is Kathy.
What's going on, Kathy?
Oh, not too much. Just tuning in. How have you been doing?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right. Hold on.
Well, good.
Hold on. Caller from the 760-577. Name of where you're calling from. Okay. Caller from the 760-577.
Yeah, Barstow, Desiree.
Hey, what's going on, Desiree? How you doing tonight?
Hey, fine.
All right. Glad to have you aboard. Stick around, stick around. We're going to have some fun tonight. Let me go on up to the top. I see you got Catherine Franton Lewis here. Let me go all the way up to the top. Los Angeles, your name, where you calling from? Researcher? Microphone's off. My bad. Researcher.
Yes, sir. It's me.
How are you? All right.
I'm doing okay.
Sound groovy. Let's go to Joyzy. Joyzy, what's going on?
Hey, Franklin,
Brother
how are
Louis.
You? Welcome back.
All right. Brother Louis, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Fine to you.
All right. Let's go to 510. Mojo.
Hey, this is Frederick Daddy D. Thank you for coming in. Mo Jones, how you doing? This is Frederick Daddy D. How you doing today, my brother?
Frederick Daddy D.
What's up, family? Let's do this!
Let's do this! Amen and amen. Hold on.
Coming.
I got another one coming on. Carly, your name, where you come? Oh, man, get what Don D, man. You know me, man.
Get
that broke down pimp. You know me, man. You know me. Y'all know me. What's going on, man? Willie Earl. Willie Earl, what's going on?
What up, Willie Earl? What's going on, player?
Hey, Willie Earl.
This week, man.
Oh, man, get what, man? There's some new chicks on the line here tonight. They're out there on that way out there. Hey, what the one from Boston? What's your name again? What's your name, baby? What's your name?
Desiree.
Get what? Check it out. I got a 1972 Eldorado against the white walls. Gangsta white walls on it. Everybody funny around here. Everybody got jokes. You hear that? You hear that? Everybody got jokes. You hear that? You hear that? Okay, Willie Earl. Willie Earl, go step aside for a minute, Willie Earl. Stop trying to bother the women on here. Got another caller. Caller, your name and where you calling from? Granny, I'm coming from Beverly Hills. I was at the store today with my EBT card, and they wouldn't take it. Granny, why wouldn't they take it back?
Granny, what you doing with an EBT card in Beverly Hills?
Is that man that got a head look like a milk dud? Is that him?
Yeah,
Monster make
what's up, Granny?
Oh me, you! I got a bone to pick with you, Junior. Oh, Granny,
Granny, you too old. You ain't got no bones no more. Your bones is it's like rubber. You old as dirt.
Oh,
don't start with me today, Granny.
See, you. Disrespecting. And that ain't fun. Yeah. Okay, Granny, you can get to that dude. You can get to him in just a few. In just a few, you can get to him, and we'll take it like this.
Till it reaches the moon, I'll gather melodies from birdies that fly and compose you a tune. Give your love and warmth.
the sounds of the Fantastic Supremes and the Temptations. I'll try something new. But you know, every time I get to fooling around and doing some crazy stuff, Captain Franton Lewis ought to know this. It was always at the midnight hour. Sunday's at 7:06 in the p.m. and we're not on the FM. We're on Blog Talk Radio. My phone number is 646-595-3338. That's 646-595-3338. Let's find out what you have for dinner. Starting off with Camille, the researcher. What you have for dinner?
I had a Cornish hen with cornbread stuffing, cranberries, string beans, and key lime pie.
Whoa. All right. Anything to drink with that?
I had a mimosa.
A mimosa. Okay. Yeah, mimosa. Drinking kind of light tonight, ain't you?
Yeah, well, I can drink light sometimes, can't I?
Yeah, you can. A little bit better than that Thunderbird. Ain't that Thunderbird?
You know, Thunderbird. I don't drink no Thunderbird.
Some of that Thunderbird. You ain't no Thunderbird?
No, I might do Silver Satin, but not no Thunderbird.
Oh, there you go. The Silver Satin or some white port and lemon tea. All right.
Cool boy.
Moving right along. Brother Louie, what you have for dinner? I already know, but what you have?
Yeah, pasta and meatballs, right.
Pasta and meatballs. It's the pasta meatballs. Yes, indeed. Yes, my man. Let's go to grilled cheese, grilled cheese. Mo Jones, what you have for dinner?
Grilled cheese. I had a turkey salad.
Oh. And
yeah, from the turkey. I made some turkey salad. I had some greens, and I had to drink. I had a big old tall glass of Crystal Light.
Crystal Light?
Yes, sir.
You got it on.
I was being
fast. Okay. Let's move on over to Miss Facebook Dinner, Lunch, and Breakfast, Catherine Franton Lewis. What did you have for dinner?
A chili cheese hamburger and some french fries and a shake.
Chili cheese hamburger, french fries, and a drink. What kind of drink?
And a drink.
What kind of drink did you have?
What kind of what?
Drink. I mean drink. What kind of drink you have?
I had a vanilla shake, okay? I made a vanilla shake.
Somebody died laughing in the background, Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Okay, moving on down to Miss Laughter down there. Desiree. What you have for dinner?
Well, I'm having cabbage and sauteed shrimp mixed in with some cornbread.
Okay.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Yes, I am.
What you had? Do you have anything to drink with that?
I'm gonna have a soda, a Pepsi.
A soda. You can take. Hey. Hey, ain't nobody listening. It's just us. You can tell me what you really drink. Night Mad Dog, you got some MD 23?
Night Train.
No.
Some Seagrams in the lumpy bottle. Some Seagrams.
Okay, but no.
Wow. Hey, some Cisco.
Oh, Lord.
Some Cisco. There you go.
Hey, we're back in the day. Whoa.
Day, this is so.
You hear me?
Hey, I
got to know with that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Okay.
Let me move to Beverly Hills. Granny, what you have for dinner tonight? Oh, well, they wouldn't let me use my EBT. So I just had me some cornflakes and a little bit of milk and water and
cornflakes
and water. I live in the hood. I don't live in the hood.
You don't live in the hood.
Oh boy.
You have no oatmeal? Where's your oatmeal?
Granny,
you missing your oatmeal.
Wait a minute, you and that freckle faced lady. Why y'all talking about oatmeal?
Hold on, Granny, don't be starting being disrespectful. We ain't doing that tonight.
Wait a minute. Your head look like a prune and you gonna try to talk to me about something. What's your name anyway, Junior?
I don't know my name.
Annie is
oh,
what's
God.
Your name, Junior?
My name is Jones, Granny.
Well, you look like you're Mo something else. You look like Mo. I can't say it on the show.
Granny, I'm trying to be respectful, Granny.
Yes, with a T.
I'm trying to be respectful, Granny.
Oh no,
Granny's in Beverly Hills.
Go get you some insure, Granny, and leave me alone.
Oh, insure, some insure. Wait, okay, Granny, we got you. One more person, Willie. Oh man, you know what I ever did, man? Added 2 pieces in a biscuit from Choice Chicken, and a red soda water. You know, in a they them people you got on your radio show, Donnie, they ain't got no soul. They don't know about no 2 pieces in a biscuit. You know what I'm saying, man? But okay, man. All right, man. Go on somewhere with that. Get on out of here with that. Me, I haven't eaten yet myself. I have a show to do right now.
Wow.
After this show,
oh my God.
I will probably call DoorDash and have me, let's see, I will have some French fries and some mayonnaise. You're
right. Oh, God. So, are you pregnant?
Wait a minute. You know, everybody want to talk crap, man. You know, I'm just trying to say, you know, just leave things alone and let's party. Let's go this way right now.
Hey.
Hammer.
Hey.
Hammer.
Sounds of the man himself, former guest here on Donnie D. Soul Sunday's MITV show, Behind the Curtain, Charles Wright, Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, Do Your Thing. Now, this next song that's coming up is by a group that was very big in the late 60s and early 70s, especially in Los Angeles. They're out of Los Angeles. I had the pleasure of being on stage with them last Sunday night. Yes, indeed. And their names are the Young Hearts. Oh, I'll never be the same.
Oh,
sounds of the fantastic Young Hearts. Coming up in December, we will have right here CNC Music Factory will be with us. And, yeah, they had a lot of big hits back in the day. And it'll be great to have them with us. And we have Latrice Lawrence coming to us. And we're starting to line up a few guests. I got my little music thing back together. It was messed up for a minute, but we got it back together where we can download new music. And that's what we're doing, trying to get things together, like right here.
KGFK in a double play.
Los Angeles.
Congratulations to Vanessa Taylor over at 822 West 59th Street, L.A. this morning at 7 a.m. Walked off with $68 in the Key Club contest on the Bob Larry Mac Show. Why don't you tune in and turn on? Wrapping up a double with the number 9 song, Jackson 5, Family Effort.
Mo Jones, Mo Jones,
oh,
Mo Jones.
Oh, 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 I know that song right.
Yeah,
there.
You know that one. It's coming up, baby boy. Tell us where you been and what you got coming up.
I had a show in San Francisco. I had a show in Brentwood, Northern Brentwood, California this weekend. I'm filming my DVD, Don't Trip. I'm Only Holy on Sundays in Sacramento. After Sacramento, I'm going to Cleveland, and then I'll be back to do Confunction in the Bay Area, the 17th, 18th, and the 19th, two shows. And I'm just happy to say, because I went and did my craziness on the radio up here, we sold out 5 or 6 shows, and hopefully it'll be sold out by this week. And I can get that good old phone.
Amen and amen. This world famous, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mo Jones in the house with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Now,
yes.
I got a question for some of y'all folks out there that you know, be trying to do your thing. When the last time I ain't gonna ask you this way. I'm gonna put on the song first and then ask the questions later. Let's go this way. I'm not gonna even say what the name of it is. You know it.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be smoking. That's what I be doing. I be smoking. I smoke it to the east and I smoke it to the west.
All day, all day.
Just before breakfast. Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show?
Yes, I have.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch?
Last night.
Well, have you ever made love on the back seat of a car?
Yes, a Volkswagen Bug.
I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm smoking. That's what I'm doing. I be smoking. I smoke it to the east, and I smoke it to the west. I smoke it to the woman that I love the best. I be smoking. Let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made Did you make love last year?
No, last night.
Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight.
Oh, yes, yes.
But
yes,
just
yes,
remember,
yes.
When you start making love, you make it hard. Making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name.
Yes, she
said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. She told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my butt. I be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
Stroke to the north, stroke to the east, stroke to the south, even might even struggle with my what?
Huh?
Mouth?
He said gout.
Oh, he said yeah, yes. Gout. Okay. Because he said something about if my stuff ain't tight enough, you can shove it up. I was just with us. That dude is nasty.
Lord Jesus, have mercy. Jesus!
That man is nasty. Wait a
okay.
minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, Mo Jones. Baldy Lock.
Oh,
that you?
What's up, Granny?
When the last time you been stroking?
Granny, it's none of your business when I was stroking, old lady.
That's
none of your business, old lady.
Did you get some toast salad toast?
I see. There you go on with the toast and salad with your EBT card. You better leave me alone, buddy. I'm a loaded weapon.
Well, I just want to know, because I know you like you like the toast salad. You said it on
the
show.
I see the picture of you, Granny.
You said,
I see the picture of you, Granny. You got saggy knees and bow-legged boobs.
Wait a minute. Hey, you looking like Cockeye Junior? That one eye looking around
right.
the corner. What's up with that eye?
I gotta keep an eye out for you, Granny, because you's a nasty old lady.
Oh, you want to find out after the show?
No, because I heard. Hey, me and the researcher found out you were stripping at the old folks' home last week.
Oh, wait a minute! Now, I used to strip at the Carolina West a long time ago, but that was a long time ago.
Well, Granny, Granny, you can't strip with an Ace brand is on your knee. That ain't sexy.
Oh,
Hey, strippers don't have health care. Strippers don't have health care. You better strip for that stimulus check. You better leave me alone, Granny.
Okay. You got some jokes tonight. That's okay. Just real funny. That's okay. You be funny like that. I'll catch up with you in a little bit, Mr. Funny Man.
Okay, Granny.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Anybody know who that was? Raise your hand. Okay, you right there. Right there, you. You. Where, who was that?
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt. Wait a minute. The researcher knew that one?
It sounded like Granny.
Granny was Eartha Kitt?
Wait, man. Why don't you leave Granny alone, huh? You get tore up from head to toe a minute ago. And everybody
Listen, Donnie D, I'm only messing with Granny because I see it on my social media pages that Granny was coming for me. So I'm just trying to, you know, I heard shots fired, so I'm just trying to defend myself.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She said she'll be back for you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on up into the Christmas time. And I notice every year on one of the only station I do listen to besides me is on SiriusXM Soul Town. And right after Thanksgiving, they start the Christmas groove. I'm okay with Christmas music, you know, but I can't listen to it all the time. But I got a Christmas clapper right here. And if your mama and your daddy would have to know this, and if you was my age, you might remember it on playing on the hi-fi. Might have been a 45. It went a little something like this.
Merry Christmas, baby. All right,
man.
You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby.
Think I'm gonna pour me a drink right about now.
Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. The chimney about a half past three. There for all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Mr. Charles Brown.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your man Frank and Donnie D of Donnie D's Words of Wisdom, Donnie D's Soul Studies, and Words of Inspiration. Every Saturday and Sunday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a kid, tune on in every weekend and be my friend.
All right, all right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Did everybody out there have a good Thanksgiving? Well, no matter what you're thankful for, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple microphones. Yes, indeed. Franton.
Yes.
Franton.
Catherine Franton Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, Quentin Services, Florence Quentin Services.
Okay, let you tell
it. That's an inside joke, ladies and gentlemen. Who let the dogs out?
You did.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait a minute. Y'all just, you know, Wait a minute. Let me get. Hey, Willie Earl, come here for a minute, man. They in here trying to talk crap to Donnie D. Oh, come over here to the microphone for a minute. Hey, man, that's you, Mo Jones, talking smack?
Oh, what's up, Willie Earl? Yeah, I'm talking smack, homie.
Yeah, I tell you something, man. Meet me behind Papa Bill's at about right after the show. You can see what's going on there. Yeah.
Bro. You ready to slide down your back on a razor blade into a pool of alcohol to mess with me?
Oh, boy, I'll cut you.
See, that's what's wrong with you, old man. You bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Oh, sucky now. Who laughing? That you, but Louis, that you laughing? Who back there laughing?
No.
That's
right. Oh, I'll be on the first plane smoking. Come on out there and take care of you, man.
I pay your airfare. Come on over.
Man, how you going to pay somebody airfare, man? And you still riding on that Schwinn Stingray. You were still riding on the Schwinn Stingray, and you trying to talk crap to me.
I got a Huffy.
Oh,
a mongoose.
Well, let me tell all of y'all something. You know what y'all problem is? They all y'all jump out there, talk that stuff, them that thing, trying to make me mad. All y'all need to go right here. That's where all y'all been. And you're going back. Darling, the Temptations, the first song with Dennis Edwards.
See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard times. I needed something to eat my trouble, man. My father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home picking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Tell me, they say give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality of a rat race, where only the song is survived. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more. So walk to sleep at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine. You can be what you want to be.
Yeah.
like to say happy birthday to Jacqueline Linton. Did I get her name right? Researcher, did I get her name right?
Yes, you did. Jackie Linton.
Yeah. Jackie Linton. Happy birthday to you, darling. She called up to the show last night from Oregon, up by Portland. And today's her birthday. We like to say happy birthday to her. Now, I got some questions, a question for y'all. And this is legit. This ain't Willie Earl. This ain't Granny. This ain't Sir Baldy Locks. I mean. Starting with you, Camille.
Yeah.
Who was the best? Was it Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles or Angela Bassett as Tina Turner?
Angela Bassett.
Okay, don't nobody cut in one at a time. Angela Bassett, there's one for Angela. Okay, Brother Louie.
Angela.
Huh? Angela?
Angela Bassett, oh yeah.
Okay, Mo Jones.
I would have to go with Jamie Foxx. He played the hell out of Ray.
Yes, he did. Okay, Fran Todd.
Angela Bassett.
And where's the other young lady from Barstow? Who are you taking on?
I will say Angela Bassett.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with Mo
Jamie
Jones,
Fox.
And I'm going to say Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
He played the hell out of some Ray.
You would say Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of y'all, Angela did a great job.
Hey.
Of your hand makes my folks react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zest attracts. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be, there's a name for it, there's a phrase that's it, but whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do with it?
Sounds of Miss Tina Turner. And this show will be on podcast first thing in the morning. The podcast will be out. Be sure to make sure that you have Apple Music Podcast or one of the podcast apps on your phone to where you can listen to the show on the podcast. And those people out there who are listening online tonight around the world, we thank you for joining in with Donnie D's Soul Sundays. Now, somebody just, she's really upset. She texted me, and I'm going to have to let her back in on the line. Oh, thank you, Donnie D. I got me something to eat now. And a neighbor, she gave me some leftovers from Thanksgiving. And I had me a little bit of Thunderbird. And where he at? That man with the funny head in the caca. Where he go? Are you still there?
You still want to keep on messing with me, huh, Granny?
Well, you want to mess with me all night long, and I told you no. No means no, Mo.
Granny?
Yes.
You know, they say old chicken make good soup, but baby, you ain't got a snowball chance in hell with me.
Wait a minute. I didn't want to be with you. You won't be with me. Come on, tell the truth. You know you like to, lift them up and hold on to them, don't you?
You know
the both of them, not just one. Both of them.
Wait a minute, you know I know you ain't talking about that because I know you got high blood pressure, you can't do that. Wait a minute, hey brother Louie, there, brother Louie, hi brother Louie, oh Granny, did you get your salad toss tonight? No.
Talk some salad tonight. No. Oh, brother Louis. Well, I'll wait for you to come on with sports in about 8:15 or so. Yes, indeed.
I'll be there.
Bum, 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 bum. Tell me what you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to run. When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you. Tell me what you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to hide. When judgment comes for you, cause it's gonna come for you.
supposedly discovered by Eazy-E. Totally different type of groove right there. But, you know, they were so mellow and so smooth. And that video. Anybody seen that video for Crossroads?
Yes, deep.
I hope that got some kind of a MTV or BET award or something, you know.
I think it did back in the day.
It would have to. It was so creative, and you know, it was just a work of art, in my opinion. Well, you know, everything's been going pretty groovy. There's three dudes down in Georgia found guilty, and I'm gonna leave politics.
Yes,
you know, I don't talk politics. the one cat that took the video, when they got to his name, did you see his look on his face? I want to cry for the dude.
He
looked so sad.
He looked like he was gonna cry.
Yeah. I should have kept my ass on the porch.
You know what? Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. That dude who took the video is the reason why they all in jail right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think he should have got somewhat of a break, in my opinion. You know.
Why?
The DA didn't want to bring it to trial. They had like two DAs that turned it down.
And they in trouble now. They've been indicted.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was an accomplice. He did some stuff. But until the video broke, then I think the governor jumped in. But that's when they finally got arrested. Now, he was a part of it. He's guilty. But, you know, I wouldn't give him life. You know, he probably said, I should have kept my ass on the front porch. I just hanging out with him fools.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I should have kept stayed on the porch. They come on, hey, Jim, come on with us, man. We going to get us one of them boys, them coons. Come on. And he jumped his ass
up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him. Even though that young man could never come back, no matter what happened, that little boy lost his life and lost some stupidity. And we know we don't talk a lot of stuff here.
But what about those two attorneys? One talking about dirty toenails. The other one didn't want no black pastors in the courtroom. You know, that stuff just got crazy, man. But I'm going to leave that alone. Because I'm going to Jamaica right now. Anybody want to come along? Let's go.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take that Jamaican phone.
Oh, man, don't do it. she feels the same, she'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. There's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down, stay in control.
Now, this next song, I can relate to, and anybody who was coming up in the 80s in Los Angeles, Oakland, anywhere in the country, if you were growing up in, we had an enemy that hit our neighborhood. This was before the crack epidemic. This was before crack hit. We had a devil by the name of Angel Dust. And sure,
yes,
that wiped through the community and just wiped a whole lot of people out, including myself. So I want to say right on to the survivors out there of all these menacing drugs that's out there. You know, you got crystal meth out there killing people right now, you know. And so I want to play a song by Gil Scott-Heron, and it's called Angel Dust. Be sure to listen to the words.
When he could have sworn the room was moving, but that was only in his mind. He was sailing. He never really seemed to notice vision failing, cause that was all part of the high. The sweat was pouring. He couldn't take it. The room was exploding. He might not make it. Children, would you listen? Just think where it's at. You won't remember what you're missing, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back. Standing, everybody in a circle, the whole family. I listened to the preacher's words, she was crying. She alone held a secret about his dying. Tears falling to earth, and maybe her fault. He was so trusting, God only knew why. They were dusting. dancing, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back. The room was exploding. She might not make it. Children, it's hard to listen, but I ain't trying to run your life. Oh, might just seem like one more good time, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back.
Sounds of the man himself, the late great Gil Scott Heron. And you know, Kathy, that reminds me of Cal State Fullerton. When you used to go to school there, and he performed there one night with Lakeside. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Back in the
you
70s,
do?
I think it was 78, 79.
You remember that?
No. Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? Sound like the Twilight Zone back there. See?
Well,
cowboy girl.
I remember
when I used to play shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up. Bang, bang,
baby.
To a whisper's melody of Christmas song.
Oh, the weather outside is fast. The fire is so delightful.
when we finally kiss goodnight, how are they going out in the snow? But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And blowing them bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in jingle bell square. In the frosty air.
Fantastic Whispers. Ladies and gentlemen, how many people out there are old enough to remember aluminum foil Christmas trees? Them aluminum Christmas trees, and some had colored lights up under the bottom that spread around. Anybody?
Yeah.
That old?
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yeah, I know you remember,
maybe
Kathy.
Yeah,
you go pull that
maybe
thing out the garage every Christmas, pull it out the box. Put that
That's a little bit before my time, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but yeah, Mo. Be glad it is. Because it's like, what is natural about an aluminum foil Christmas tree?
Aluminum?
Yeah.
Couldn't afford a real one.
Yeah, well, yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, that's true, but I guess you wouldn't have to buy one every year. Matter of fact, anybody got a Christmas tree yet? No?
Yeah,
anybody
week.
Got Christmas?
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
yes, I do.
Anybody else?
That's what
I do.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Christmas lights?
Yeah.
More next week.
We do.
How many of y'all gonna buy Christmas presents? He wants to get
started.
Jesus is on the main law.
I ain't buying nobody nothing. I ain't got no money. Wait a minute. Hold up just a minute. Before we go into sports with Brother Louis, Mojo, I just want to say, you can come over tonight and give me a big old kiss, okay?
Granny.
What?
Okay. Drink your vodka or whatever you're drinking over there and chill out, okay?
I'm going to lift both of them up for you. You can play with
you gotta, first of all, you know what? You bet you glad this is a rated PG show because I almost said something. Jesus.
Boy. I'm going to step and walk around downstairs. Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
Granny.
I got a big
present for you.
You
have a better shot with Brother
you.
Louis than you do with me.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a present for you. You don't come here.
No, you can keep it. Nope.
No, I want you to come and get it.
No, I'm good. You can keep it.
Well, you're going to come and get it anyway. Oh, I'm going to come and get it some kind of way. We're going to come and get something.
No, you ain't going to get nothing from me, old lady.
Oh, yes, I am. Just like last time you said, we're going to be nothing. And you gave me so much love, and you gave me more love.
I'll be there.
Brother Louie, the sports or no sports, Brother Louie?
Well, of course we got sports. I mean, you know, it's that time of year. All right. Well, I don't know. First of all, we have a late match of Harris. The Ravens are holding on with 13-10 lead over the Browns with the men coming up on the fourth down. Okay. For you basketball lovers out there, well, I got something for you. The Milwaukee Bucks are signing DeMarcus Cousins. Not your cousin, not my cousin, but DeMarcus Cousins. Oops, I hate doing that. Cousins will sign a non-guaranteed deal to join the NBA defending champions. That's what it said. Teams must guarantee contracts for the balance of the season by January 7th, which is not that far away when you actually think about it. The Bucks have been out with Brooke Lopez due to a back injury and needs to bolster their size. Cousins has averaged 20.4 points per game and 10.6 rebounds. He is a four-time All-Star and a two-time NBA second team in back-to-back years of 2015 and 2016. All right, here's the controversy story of the day. Boston Celtics center Enes Kanter has changed his name to Enes Kanter Freedom. The decision comes after the Turkish-born star actually became a legal citizen this past week. His agent told the AP press that Kanter will make the change official when he passes citizenship test. Kanter has a long history of social activism. He has been and of the Turkish president Erdogan and was indicted in his home country in 2018 of belonging to a terrorist group, which he has denied, which I don't think was true anyway. And it is now 16-10 Baltimore. Okay. He was drafted in the third round overall by the Jazz in 2011. This is his second go-round with the Celtics. Yuck. His play with the Jazz, Blazers, the Thunder, and the Knicks. Although that is one thing I'm sure he would like to forget about. You guys don't know what I mean by that. LA Kings winner Brandon Lemieux, no relation to Mario, was ejected from yesterday's win against the Senators after Brady, the Chuck, right for this guys, he bit his hand. That's right, I said he bit him.
Oh boy.
I said nothing to eat that day. Before. Yeah. Both players were grappling on the ice in the third period before the Chuck got up and blood started showing on his hand. Yeah, no wonder.
Oh boy.
I think he's Dracula.
Oh boy.
He could be seen telling officials that Lemieux had bit him during the play. The Department
Mike
of Safety
Tyson.
Announced it. Yeah. No, because he bit his ear. The NHL Department of Safety announced today that Lemieux was offered a hearing over the incident, but no day has been set. What an idiot. I think I need to get a bite here. Okay. We all know there have been winning streaks of lately, like in baseball and whatnot, but hey, it's only not even Christmas yet, and we have a big streak in the NBA right now. The Suns have now won 16 in a row. That ties them one away from their franchise record. Last night, Barkley over the win over my Nets.
Oh,
one member of the Suns said, "We run New York." The Suns trashed the Knicks the night before. The Suns were now trying to match their record of 17 straight wins that was set in the 06-07 season when they take on the Warriors on Tuesday. Now, that is going to be a game, and I think it's going to be a preview of the Western Conference Finals in the spring. You have to call me on that if you don't want to, but that's the way I look at it.
That's okay. The Warriors don't win, Brother Louie.
Okay. The Suns led by as much as 22 points against the Nets, who entered the season with championship expectations. But Kevin Durant scored 39 points. James Harden managed a triple-double, 13 rebounds, and 12 points. But Mikal Bridges held the Nets guard to 4-15 shooting and 0-6 from three-point range and had 7 turnovers. You're not going to win the game that way, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Well, not with 7
oh,
turnovers,
boy.
You're not. Joel Embiid made a return to the Sixers after sitting out the last nine games due to league and health and safety protocols. Toby Harris is also returning to the team after missing two games with a hip injury, and the Sixers could use Embiid because in that nine-game absence, they were a woeful 2-7. Not good. Not good.
Oh, boy.
And finally, Rockets guard John Wall has expressed hope that the organization, that he will resume play for the team in the near future. That's all we need. Wall and the Rockets had agreed to sit out until a trade had come through. However, the All-Star guard was in discussion with GM Raphael Stone as later as Friday in discussion to return to the active roster.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So
wrap it up, Brother Louie.
All right. So he's going to – so there is hope that he'll still play in that. And COVID virus is now wreaking the hockey world, unfortunately. The Islanders postponed two games of their schedule due to a COVID outbreak with the team. The Islanders have been dealing with a depleted lineup for several games and entered another protocol yesterday. That means that the Islanders could be on eight skaters. In moving forward, the Islanders decided to shut down the team to help control the spread. They were to play against the Rangers tonight. I was looking so well forward to that. And they'll play the Flyers on Tuesday. Both those games will be rescheduled at a later date, but it has not been told by the league as to when those games will be. New York has been under strain over the last 2 weeks, but never seen to hold the threshold number of absences that forced the league to step up until yesterday's development. Okay, I think that's my cue to get out of here. So on that note, I bid you a good night and have a good week. And I'll be back next week, same time, same station. Good night, Los Angeles.
All right, Brother Louie.
Hey, all right, Brother Louie.
Did anybody see the movie? I think it was called King Richard. It was about Venus and Serena and their father. Anybody see that movie yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Will Smith played the father. Trip movie, man.
I think Samuel Jackson should have played the father.
Well, Will Smith did it. If you've seen the father and the way he talked and you look at Will Smith, he did it, in my opinion, he did a darn good job, but he was one mean ass. I mean, you know, he it was this way, my way or the highway. But look what happened, you know. But if you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen, to see King Richard, check it out. And this one out for you. Researcher, this happened to you at the Mavericks flat, huh?
Yeah.
This happened to Kathy Frantine at Papa Bill's. Probably at Chocolate City. Hey, Kathy.
What?
You remember that time I got into a fight at Papa Bill's and you jumped on the dude's back? Remember that?
I sure do remember. I think nobody's going to be messing with my brother.
Yeah, we had Willie Bobo, the bouncer, just stood there looking.
I know, I remember. That was about 30 years ago, right? No, about 35 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. You know what was over? A joint.
Pardon me?
It was over a joint. That's when all that stuff had started over. A dang joint. I gave it to some chick and the dude took it from her and it was on and cracking. I think I got beat down that night though, but it
oh boy.
People are staring at me. Just too good for these people.
Did
you know me?
I love my brother.
Yeah, just looking at
dog a feel.
How would you do it now, though? Like
a natural dog. Radar. Radar.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Mo Jones with Confunction. When is that again? Tell us when.
December 17th, December 18th, and December 19th. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, two shows Sunday. Check me out.
Oh, you had on. Confunction, former guest here on Donnie D's Soul Sunday. Let's board alone and take a ride on Love's Train. Love you, darling. Time. Raise your hand. You for real? How many times?
Mm-hmm.
Three times? No, Mo, you been in love one time. You don't even try. Don't even try. This is the fourth grade. You still in love.
Fourth grade.
Man, the text messages I get Thanksgiving. Facebook jail for this. Mo Jones, man. That's a good one.
Send it to Camille.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to
huh?
Let me send this to Camille. To Camille.
Come here.
Man, oh man. Kathy, you guys look on my Facebook page, you'll see it. It's a chicken, and a turkey.
And a turkey.
And a toyky. Hey, but this is absolute truth, man. We were so poor one time. We've been we're poor a whole lot of times. But we had chicken for Thanksgiving. Just a chicken, and I don't know what my mother put with it, but we couldn't afford a turkey, so we had a chicken, you know. So, hey, it was all good. It worked, you know.
Man, one thing I can say about this Thanksgiving, I was able to give away 100 turkeys.
Oh, wow. Wait, that's great.
All right.
And I was able to bless, I think it was like 25 families with a full meal.
Okay. Doing your civic duty, we see, Mo. Come on with it. Hold on. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
What, Mo? You going to come over and give me something tonight?
Give you some what, Granny?
You know what? I want that. You know what I want.
Okay, Camille, do we have an extra can of Spam somewhere between here and there?
Well, Mo, you're still lying. You know, you have some pork and beans and wieners for Thanksgiving. That's always some Kool-Aid. It's some Kool-Aid.
Hey,
stop
lying. I love pork and beans.
Did you have some tonight?
No, I have some potted meat.
Well, you keep that potted meat. Don't bring no potted. Bring that potted meat over here. I want the real thing. I don't need no flimsy pot.
If you want the real thing, you better go to the nearest liquor store.
That lady with the freckles. She always at the liquor store. She can bring me a bottle.
Hey, get off Camille. Camille ain't got nothing to do with this conversation, Granny. Leave Camille alone.
Thank you, Mo. She's
so
wearing the panties.
You wearing my panties that you stole?
And,
you stole Granny panties.
Ain't nobody stole your panties. You misplaced
them. You stole my panties. And you wearing them now.
Your panties would fit on my foot.
It's the purple. It's the purple polka dot. The tong. You stole that.
They would not fit on
my
foot.
Did you say you got a tong?
They would not fit on my foot.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Camille. Camille, I got you. Listen, Granny, did you say she stole your thong? You wear your own potted meat. You old.
Mo Jones, hold on just a minute here. I got my other boyfriend over the house right now. Hey, man, this Willie Earl, man. Yeah, to none of y'all women want to mess with me. I just come over to
Camille,
with Granny. And I appreciate it.
I told you they were going to hook up.
Don't worry about it, man.
I knew it. They
got
together.
You, man, I appreciate it. I don't believe
you
got my lady that way. I'm going to sock you, man.
Congratulations. Y'all belong together.
You going to come back over to the pond?
I'm going to tell Rosetta that you got another one.
I dropped it like a potato. Hey, you want to come over? I'll send the Uber. I'll send an Uber to pick you up. I'll send you an Uber.
You sure took a plane from wherever you was at to Granny's real quick.
Oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Now you got jokes, too, now. Ain't that about nothing. When you was over my house and you drank that wine, and you jumped up on my bed and did the 50s. Remember that 50s you did on top of my bed, girl? Remember that?
Camille,
an old
fool and the old lady, they all together.
Well, I tell both of y'all, this is for both of y'all, right? I'ma look at Boo Boo Day.
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it a fact,
that
I'm ugly?
I look like Mo Jones.
I leave my whole house and go. My children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring. And when I talk, they start to sing. Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout. Their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can't be a...
All right, man, let's get the split fired up, man. It's the sounds of Steel Pulse. We be stepping out, man.
Stepping out. Stepping out. Stepping out. Stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
Open sesame. Here comes Rastaman.
Rastaman.
Abracadabra, catch me if you can. I know you find it hard to believe that I am the genie of your lamp, and I can do anything you wish for. Right now, I'm commanding you to dance.
Sir.
all you alcoholics out there. Give me one scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Ow! John Lee Hooker, baby.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink and I want it now.
That old clock on the wall is ticking, ticking, ticking. It's been fun. Donnie D got to run. We'll see you next week with a whole lot of fun. I'd like to thank H and everybody that participated in tonight's show live. We had the research of Mo Jones, Brother Louis, and the lady from Victorville, and the lady from Barstow, California. We love you. Come back next week. We here for you. And next Saturday night, Soul Weekend, and Donnie D Soul Sunday. Sunday mornings is Pastor Robert R. Cooper Fellowship in the Word. As we move it and groove it and take it to another level, peace!